So yeah, we're back. This is a we tried doing this before. This is the second round. Episode 12 of Third
Frozen
Rock
Dick
from the Sun. Frozen Dick. This is third pod from the Sun.
I know that now.
Yep, and that was our guest, Shane Brennan.
Hey.
Hey Shane, thanks for coming.
Hey.
So when Shane first heard the title of this podcast, Third Pod from the Sun, he laughed.
Did anyone else laugh? Did any of your other guests?
No.
No.
Oh, everybody just kept it moving like that's a normal thing that you hear?
Well, I think they all knew. Like, I think we had mentioned it to them.
Oh, John failed to mention it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think we meant... Do you think we told everyone, hey, we're doing a thing, it's called Third Pod from the Sun?
Definitely.
I feel like, yeah, because I've talked... Anybody who's been on, like, I asked them in face-to-face.
Oh, really?
So...
Oh, see, I only... I reach out digitally.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not a really personable...
No, this is business. And then
John's got a cold touch.
Yeah. That's the business side of me. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, this right now, this is personal, you know.
Now it's
personal?
Because
yeah.
You're recording. It's
yeah,
because
we're just hanging out, you know?
Yeah.
All right, let's...
All right, okay, all right.
Frozen Dick.
Frozen Dick. At Gung Ho Videos.
It's kind of loud. So, Shane, thanks for coming.
All right. Oh, this is how it's going to be? We're just going to play it and then...
Yeah, you ever listen to commentary on DVDs or anything?
Yeah.
Great commentary, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, really?
Who
does that track?
James Gunn.
Okay.
Maybe Sean Gunn.
Peter Gunn. That's
Yep. Porn star.
Tim
Gunn.
I thought it was the name of a song, like a.
Love Gunn.
You know what's that fucking theme from? It's not Dragon.
Sing it again.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Fuck.
They're not going to force you to do anything, right. I guess.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
All right.
There's no time limit. There's no restrictions.
It's open format.
No, the restriction is by the end of this, we're done.
By the end of what?
I'm saying like...
By the time that we're done, we're done. Yeah, it's like
right.
Yogi Bear. You're like Yogi Berra. What if it's saying over till it's over?
The bear or the baseball
player?
Oh,
the baseball player. I stumbled on an idiot. All
right.
Yeah. You all right,
Brian? I had a sneeze.
You sneeze quietly?
I blocked it. Yeah.
Wow.
I sacrificed
that's
the sneeze.
That's not healthy.
Yeah, that's not.
Shouldn't do that. Because it's going to come out later on tonight when you're on your racist date.
What is it? It just...
Yes. Well, I'm glad we're going to talk about it. Brian's going on a date with a racist later tonight. I hope by the time this airs, like, it's like a full-fledged relationship.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And she knows that he's, like, doing a podcast and she listens to this episode.
It was
Ooh,
written.
That could be really bad, Brian.
It could be. Listen, honey, I've explained to them that you're probably joking.
Probably, no.
And it's just, over text, it's hard to convey tone.
True.
So I'll find out tonight.
We thought, like, maybe because she knows that he does comedy that, like, she's trying to
She's trying
funny.
To give him bits.
Yeah.
Like, Mexicans are messy.
Yeah,
but which is
oh,
worse?
You know, there's so many more of them down here by the border.
But what is worse, her being racist or her being a hack?
Ooh.
Hack.
Yeah. I'd almost prefer
racist. Yeah. You're right.
Well,
I'll take that.
This is probably going to end badly.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on what you're looking for. Are you
I'm
looking
not
for
looking,
a racist?
I'm not looking for a racist.
Looking to settle down on Lakeside?
You found one, yeah. There you go. East County kids.
You know what? You don't want to rule anything out.
The ECKs.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, I'm sure they have a nice community.
The Mexicans are...
They probably have their own nice community. It can be separate.
Why can't it be the same?
It can be separate.
Why can't it be the same?
They can be separate.
Wow, that is...
I prefer them separate.
Yeah.
Why?
I like the food.
We talked about that earlier. Do you like? Do you think when it comes to food, it's okay.
It's
like,
okay.
You throw racism away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's tasty.
Like, I don't like Mexicans, but damn, that burrito.
That burrito's delicious.
So good.
Or maybe this has to do with the racism, like a specialty service, like a racist, like, yeah, I'm going to take my dry cleaning to the Korean dry cleaners because they know they have a secret or something.
It's the Korean
That's like
barbecue.
Positive racism.
Yeah.
That's like positive stereotypes.
So when it's convenient.
Is that a thing?
That's
a
thing.
I think so.
It's
positive
never,
stereotypes.
It's never worked out.
No.
In anyone's favor that
some white guy made up that term positive stereotype.
Positive stereotype.
Those are positive. No.
You're upset for no reason.
Yeah, no, come on. It's just the way you look.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with me.
I was telling my girlfriend that I was coming to do this. Mm-hmm. I wish I would have known the title of it, because then I would have told her the title.
That you were doing, yeah.
Third pod.
Yeah.
From the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, I love Joseph Gorse of Levitt.
Joseph Gorse of Levitt?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt's stunt double.
Yeah.
From
Czechoslovakia. She's a big fan of the stunt double?
She's a big fan of Joseph.
More of like an Inception or a Don John or
more of like a Looper.
Looper?
The Looper.
Yeah. The Bruce Willis JGL vehicle.
Was he in that?
Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the same character. One's one in the future. I bet you can't guess which one is which.
No, I thought Joseph played both parts.
No.
They just did like a younger version of him, and then he was like, oh, we're going to digitally enhance. I thought it was.
No, I know what you mean.
It was both him, right?
But technology is so good these days that could have been, but they couldn't get Bruce Willis's face rights without giving Bruce Willis a check. So they just hired him to act instead.
So who's playing who? Is Bruce playing Joe?
Yeah.
Or is Joe playing Bruce?
Well, actually, the character's name is Joe.
Bruce's character's name is Joe.
So is Joseph.
This is a classic Abbott and Costello.
That's why I brought it up. I just wanted to get into it.
Bruce is on First Avenue.
Right. And Joe is...
While Joe is on First Avenue in the past.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, Joe Go is on Second.
Joe Go's on Second.
Joe Gal.
Joe Gal?
Joe Gal.
It's Joe Go.
And Joseph?
Quick side note. There's an actor. He's been in a couple TV shows. He was in Harry and the Hendersons. The lead in some of these shows. I don't want to say his name because that gives it away. His first name is John. You may or may not have heard his voice lately. How do you pronounce this guy's last name if you know what the fuck I'm talking about? If I'm not being too cryptic.
The bad guy in Cliffhanger.
Right.
The lead actor in Harry and the Hendersons.
Right. Harry.
No, not Harry. Sorry.
Right.
The father of the family.
Mr. Henderson.
Yes.
Right.
That's how you pronounce that name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you got it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We've both been wrong.
Yeah.
We've been wrong for some time now.
Well, how do you say?
I pronounce it Lithgow.
Lithgow.
Yeah.
Lithgow.
Lithgow.
I pronounce Lithgow. It's Lithgow.
G O. How do you spell it? Lithgo.
G O W.
It's Gow.
Yes.
Lithgow.
It's Lithgow.
There'd be no W.
I've heard him say that.
You heard him say it?
Yeah.
I don't know
about that. Why would you spell it G-O-W?
I mean, I don't know.
Is he, where's he from? I feel like you guys should know everything
Kansas.
About these actors. Kansas.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City, Missouri. I think they pronounce it Gow.
Yeah.
In Kansas City.
You just...
Kansas City, Missouri, they pronounce it Go. Kansas City, Kansas, they pronounce it Gow.
No, you got it backwards.
What about Minnesota? I'm confused in these twin cities.
Minnesota, yeah.
There's a lot of different twin cities in the Midwest.
Well, yeah. There should only be two if there's twin cities.
I think there's
cities.
Two sets of
there's
twin
two,
cities.
There's sets of twins.
You know, like, twins skips a generation, basically?
I know the Minnesota Twins baseball organization is shitty. I know that much. I know that's where the Mighty Ducks movie was setting.
Yep.
Was set. They have a
not
mall.
Filmed.
Not film was it? No.
Maybe.
It was filmed in LA, right?
Yeah.
Right. To made it to look like Minnesota.
I think so.
Probably. Certainly the indoor scenes were probably in a
certainly
LA. They shoot a lot of movies in LA.
Yeah.
No.
It's no. Some say it's the Bollywood of
it's the Bollywood
of North America.
Of North America.
Yeah.
I've
Who
heard
says that.
That.
Some people.
You have heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I live up there now, so.
Oh, that's right.
It's I didn't know anyone outside of LA
first
County.
San Diego resident.
Yeah.
Not anymore. I'm not. I've been exiled.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Self-imposed.
I was banned.
Banned?
I was banned from San Diego comedy.
Oh my God!
What?
How did I not
hear this?
I just thought I felt I should feel bad.
Nah, man.
So are people looking for you now? Or do they not know?
They don't really know.
Okay.
So, but by the time this comes out, I won't be here anymore. I'll be back.
Yeah.
Be back in L.A. County.
And they'll just be left shaking their fists.
You have to go a whole county away. You have to separate. You have to put a county in between us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who made this call?
I think it was a mutual Were you guys not a part of it? I figured you.
No.
I thought that this was like a truce. That's why you reached out. Like, hey. Me.
No, we reached out because we were like, where's this guy been?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were exiled.
Yeah, well, you know, I got kicked out of the San Diego Comedians.
Who would you, if you could, did you?
Yeah.
Who's the head of this?
I don't know. Well, it was me. I kicked myself out of the page. But, like, I felt like people were, like, backing it up.
Yeah?
They were like.
A lot of people, when it said, like, Shane Brennan has been kicked out, a lot of people liked it.
Probably. Did you like it?
No, I didn't.
Did you like it?
I didn't even know until just now, and I'm still wrestling with it.
Okay, well.
He was bragging earlier about I was getting rid of his Facebook.
You don't need it?
I'm done with it.
How are you going to find those cute little racist bitches?
On Tinder.
Oh.
What's your radius on Tinder? Like, what do you fuck with?
I think, like, 20 miles.
20 miles? That's the only one to go 20 miles to fucking get laid?
Well, I feel like girls' radiuses are probably way low, so.
So why don't you bump it up to, what's the max? 100?
Could be.
You're driving all the way out to Arizona to get.
Yeah, would you drive to, like, Riverside? Would you?
Dude, it would depend.
Not for a racist.
I wouldn't go. If you're going to go north, don't go to Riverside.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Yeah. There's other places to go.
Yeah.
You drive to Santa Barbara in a heartbeat.
There you go.
Oh, man.
There's some nice ones out there.
Yeah, I bet. They got some money.
Yeah.
They got class.
Yeah.
Probably not racist.
Probably. Yeah. There's a different kind of racism in Santa Barbara. It's like financial racism.
It's like classism.
Classism.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can be first class or black. You can be Mexican.
But
you better have
some cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't come around.
Your name
here.
Better be Will Smith or Luis Guzman.
Just one of those two?
Yeah.
They're the representatives.
You're black or Mexican. Yeah, those are the two, right? Those are the two.
It's like
guys.
Will Smith. Okay.
Those are the two guys.
Who's equivalent in the Hispanic community? What about old Luis? What's he been up to? Guzman.
He's great. He's taking all that money in from waiting. Still waiting.
Oh,
that he did still waiting?
I'm pretty sure he was like the one rollover.
He was the only one that went back.
Yeah, who went back.
Yeah.
I didn't even think Andy Milonakis was in the second one.
What about, like, the kid that is being told to shut up the whole time?
John Francis Daly? He's a goddamn professional. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
He does more directing and shit and writing than acting. He's on a TV show, right?
Yeah, what did I just saw? Oh, he's doing the new,
He's like on a drama.
Vacation movie. Yeah, he is, like Rizzoli and Isles or something.
Oh, that's a terrible show.
Yeah.
It's a terrible show.
I know someone who just got casted in that. It sucks.
In Rizzoli and Isles?
Yeah.
Is it a
As
comic?
What?
As an actor.
But, like, what do you know his character?
I don't know. Probably like Fat Cop because he's a fatter guy. I think that's a cop show.
Would we know him?
No, his name's Nick Nicotera. He like is from L.A.
Nick
area.
Nicotera.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Nick.
Yeah.
Fat Cop, man. Good shit.
Dude, you could do a lot with that Fat Cop role.
Mm-hmm.
That guy from NYPD Blue.
He's actually like been losing weight. I'm sure he's gonna get on set. They'll be like, "Whoa, what have you been doing, buddy?"
How long has it been since he got cast?
He like just announced it, so I don't know how long since he's been cast. But he was like first day on set.
So he hasn't lost a lot of weight then.
He's lost like 30 pounds
since he was casted.
I think so.
Oh shit, that's a mistake.
Yeah, he should. This job security he's fucking with right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't make Kevin James fucking Paul Blart because he's good looking.
Yeah.
Because
he's fucking
It's
awful.
Like, we weren't looking past your weight because you were so talented.
Yeah.
Like, your fat ass is what got you this role.
So, I realize we're 13 and a half minutes in, and we haven't said anything about this show.
We can get to that.
Yeah, we have no time limit.
Yeah.
No.
We can talk about you. We can chill.
I thought we're supposed to... Can people hear...
Yeah,
can you hear that right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, can I see that?
Yeah.
Shit.
I'll do some editing too, you know, like I'll put it in post.
Oh, can you hear us in those?
Yeah.
Can you? Oh, wow.
Wow.
It's called, it's like a monitor, you know?
Monitor.
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 Does your voice sound weird right now?
Yeah. We're in a cave. Yeah.
You know, sometimes you do stand up and you can't hear yourself, and sometimes you do it and you can't?
No.
I guess it more happens when you...
It's hard for me to hear over people just laughing really hard.
Oh,
just the whole time.
That makes
time.
Sense.
See what I did
That's
there?
What happens when you move up
See
to LA
there?
County,
oh,
man.
Oh, God, no. No.
Yep, that's what happens.
Hey, can I say fuck Long Beach?
Yeah.
On this? Hey, Long Beach. Hey, fuck you. Fuck you, Long Beach.
Long Beach?
Fuck you.
How long have you been living there now?
Since January?
Yeah.
January.
5 months.
Yes.
5 months too long.
And then after I was told by the good people of San Diego during San Diego's Funniest Person semifinal round that I am not good enough to be held in high regard with the rest of the elite in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I knew. It's time for me to go.
Wait, did they say you couldn't participate because you moved? Or
no, they just did it in advance.
Oh.
I didn't advance.
Okay.
I didn't advance, which was a mistake.
Yeah.
It was a mistake. And you know what? I'm going to cry about it. I'm going to whine about it.
You still crying about it?
Yeah. I was shitty about it for a good...
Is it the semifinals?
6-7 hours. Huh?
Semifinals?
Yeah. Semifinals. Well, see, there was just like... I had... What do we have? It was just a weird night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was my fault, too.
You want to talk shit about the people who made it through that?
Do I want to... Yeah, I mean, you can. Is this the podcast for that? Is this like a David Zaffer? Can you edit shit out afterwards? Or?
I mean, that's not the name of it. It's called Third Pot for
the
Sun.
Can you pop... All right.
Whatever you want edit out, we can edit out.
I don't want you to do names. That. I want you to stay true to what you guys started with.
No, we
talk shit about Richie Estrada. I love doing that.
Why haven't we done that?
I don't care.
Wait, is it
real?
Wow.
That guy's insufferable.
Is it real?
Oh my god.
Is what you're saying right now is real?
It's real.
Richie Estrada.
Yeah.
Little Richie?
Yeah. He seems really nice. Just like obnoxiously nice.
Yeah, a little
no
bit.
No one's that nice.
He's up to something.
Yeah.
He's up to something.
He's on tour. When does that tour start?
I don't know. Soon, man. Oh. That fucking tour.
Yeah?
This will probably come out after that.
Probably.
Just look, search the hashtag joke for food if you can.
No, don't do that. Why would you tell people to do that?
I'm just telling you.
If they're listening.
It's really fun.
Oh, I don't want to. I scrolled down somewhere on Facebook, and I saw a poster, and I was curious. And then all of you guys commenting on the picture basically led me to believe. Oh, you answered all my questions. Everyone did. It was great.
It starts soon, right? It's like Arizona and New Mexico.
Yeah, they have charity backing.
From who?
That's why it's called We'll Joke for Food. They're like, they're asking people to bring cans of food and stuff.
To feed Raul?
Yeah, exactly. A man can only have so many slices of Mexican pizza. Before
what is Mexican
pizza?
Well, if you're familiar with the joke, you would know the answer.
Oh, it's like
it's pretty rough.
It's a
is that how it goes?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Mexican
pizza's pretty rough. Jesus,
you didn't shrug your shoulders enough.
Radwell's going to be on the podcast tomorrow.
Yeah. Actually, chronologically, he's the episode before this one.
Oh, shit.
Right before this one.
Oh, shit. That's great.
He's a good sport about it, though.
Yeah.
About what, the tour or the podcast?
About us making fun of the tour.
I don't know.
I think he'll be the first to make fun of it.
It's an experience, though. It'd be cool to go on a family tour. Probably not with those people. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah. Shots fired, man.
I don't feel like
you
that.
Guys,
I don't care.
I like,
I'm banned from a place now. How do I care?
You're banned. I can't believe that.
Banned.
I thought you were going to go the distance. I
never got any spots at that fucking place.
Did you try?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went to work there.
I worked there.
Oh, right, yeah.
I was told by one of the managers that I was a great employee.
Danny?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Danny is a decent, cool fucking dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who doesn't work there anymore.
Who doesn't work there anymore. Yeah. I'm curious to know what the fuck happened with that.
I still think you should reach out.
To Danny?
To Justin and apologize. He thinks I should.
Fuck you. wait, real quick. Faust? Fuck you. All right, continue.
No, because John really wants to get back at ACC.
It's the best club in San Diego.
I know.
I can't deny that.
Everybody
it's a great place. I like hanging out with all my friends there. They always go there.
And they pay you.
And do you or do you not feel like you were slightly in the wrong?
I do feel like I was in the wrong.
Why do you feel like you were wrong?
I probably should have communicated more.
You asked the manager, Danny, if you can have that day off. He said yes.
Basically, more or less. It's because they were trying to get me to run food and shit and work in the kitchen. I was like, I don't want to do that.
I'm not that. I'm a door guy.
Yeah. So like after six times of them asking me, I was like, you know, man, I really don't want to do that. And Danny was like, well, if you want, I can get someone to cover for you. And I said, oh, that'd be great. And that's how I left it.
So yeah. So he basically said, don't worry about coming in that day.
Yeah. That's how I took it.
That's the only way to take it.
But I could have been more responsible and like followed up.
Why are you doing that? Why are you?
I don't know, because I feel like
he was still employed at the time that he told you not to worry about it. Yes.
Yeah. He was my manager.
You didn't have any notice that he wasn't going to be there anymore, right?
Yeah.
I don't see how you're in the wrong, bro.
That's a good point. Now that you look at it that way,
if you were told by your manager that you were going to have that day off, why would you even think to call in if you already know that you're not going
to
be at work?
Yeah, that'd be a weird thing to do.
Right. So Danny wasn't even managing that night. Justin was. So, like, when I didn't show up, it wasn't like Danny was like, oh, John didn't show up for that reason. Justin didn't know why. And then, yeah, I got a couple of phone calls, a really entertaining voicemail.
Dude, did you save those voicemails?
I didn't. Because I knew that I would have just played them, like, on here.
Yeah, that's what I wanted you to do right now.
Oh, well, I can check to see if it's still my deleted. I mean, there's always a chance.
Oh, shit.
No, there's no.
Well, that sucks. Wow. Well, who works there now?
DeVore? Carl Zika. DeVore. Jenna. Matt Warburton. And Jimmy.
And Jimmy.
Jimmy who?
Calloway.
Get the... Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Of course I know Jimmy. I thought you were going to say Jimmy Wolpert.
Jenna.
I heard Jenna and then Jimmy, and I was just like, that's cute. They work together.
Yeah.
They live together. They fuck together. That's great.
It's adorable.
They are adorable.
Yeah.
I don't... Shit has changed, man.
Have you not been to ACC in a while?
No. They don't book me.
Yeah. I mean, that was another reason why I was like, you know what? I don't really care. Jimmy and Jeffrey put me on Miracle Joke Elixir, the first one, and I was very thankful.
They didn't put me on there.
And,
shout out to Jimmy and Jeffrey. Shout out to you two, my friends.
But you've been on a couple weekends, eh?
Yeah. Back in the... Every weekend, every show I've done there was through someone other than Justin.
Yeah.
Like, the old DJ that was there.
Yep.
He gave me a shot and started telling Danny, and Danny started putting me on. And then our old booker, this guy named Derek Booth, used to be there, would always put me up. And I was like, I made it. I'm good to go. I got, a home club. And then the fucking booker left. The DJ got fired. It was just Danny and Justin. And then I just got thrown by the wayside. And, like, I email them my avails, like, knowing that nothing's going to come from it. Yeah. Once a month, I'm just like, here's Shane's availability for April. All of it. Here's May. All of it. Nothing. Fucking nothing.
That sucks. Well, that's the end.
Yeah. All right. Well,
and on a funny note.
So,
yeah.
So,
so what's up?
Well, it's over.
Yeah. You got any closing statements?
It was,
People like to do plugs on podcasts, it seems. I feel like that might be an appropriate thing to ask you.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Right, because of the episode.
The episode's over. I mean, we can keep going if you want. What do you want to talk about?
I was trying to establish what the fuck the timeline was.
What timeline? This is chill.
Right, but you're asking me to close, like, plug things.
Whatever you want, man. Sometimes we do plugs in the middle.
We've gone past the middle now, though.
Well, this could be the middle. We could go for another 23
minutes.
If we
keep going, and then this is the middle.
Yeah.
But if we stop now, then this is
the middle. This could be like the first fifth.
How long? What's the longest you guys have gone?
Probably right now.
What?
Really?
No.
Well, between the foul up at the beginning to now.
Well, the listeners don't. Well, I guess they know about it, but they're not going to hear that, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, you deleted all that out.
Way to be professional.
I deleted it.
Oh, you deleted it. Oh,
yeah. We started over.
Okay. What about Shane's reaction to the name of the podcast?
It's still there, but
you got
might not
that.
Be usable.
Do you want to reenact the?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
All right. So what? You want to intro me?
Yeah.
Okay.
You good?
Yeah.
You ready?
All
right. Brian, you good?
I'm good.
Okay. Right. Ready and three, two. You don't say one.
All right.
No, hold on. Okay, ready. Let's start from five, and we won't say two and one. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Five, four, three.
And we're here on Third Pod from the Sun. Oh, did you not know that was the name of it? Hold on, let's do that again. That was bad.
Yeah.
Was that genuine?
I don't know. I should have led into it a little bit more, I think, maybe.
You're
like
from third.
Instead of saying it right away, I should be like, hey, how's it going, guys? You know, thanks for listening. We're here for another, you know, something like that. Like, you know.
You going to say anything?
You got anything? Or?
I feel like
we're the co-host.
Yeah, like, I'll say hi, and then you'll introduce the show title.
And then I go hi.
You're like, hey, we're here with Shane.
Yep.
You say, hey, welcome back. I'm Sean Stenning.
Welcome back from what, though? Should I say welcome back?
From the last episode.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in again. Tuning in? This isn't the radio.
Press and play.
Thanks for downloading or streaming.
Yeah.
Mm.
With no G at the end
thanks
of
thanks for either. Listening.
Streaming.
Downloading, streaming.
Streaming.
X-streaming.
Mm.
Thanks for DLing.
I X-stream in the car when I watch Netflix while I'm driving.
God, you're gonna tell people you do that?
I already got a DUI. I don't give a fuck.
Well, you have a DUI, like you shouldn't be driving?
No, I mean, no. Yeah, no, I'm good. I don't keep that on. I got a DUI like a year ago, man. I'm good.
Oh, you're chill.
Did it make you go to AA?
Yeah.
How's that?
What size phone? Like, what do you have? Like an iPhone 6 that you put on your dash?
Samsung Galaxy.
Decent. Bigger than an iPhone 5.
A little bit bigger than yours, yeah. Yep. So, or sometimes I'll just put my hands on one. And fucking 11 on the steering wheel, and just kind of do this. I'll like hold the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Just hold the.
And the phone is like pinned to basically like it's pinned to the top of the.
It's not pinned to anything. It's pinned in between my fingers. I'm holding it. Right. I'm watching it, and driving.
That seems a lot more dangerous than you mounting it to the dash.
That does.
Oh no! I'm still in the eye. My eye line is still forward. Yeah. I'm not looking down.
Right.
Or
what
like
I feel
diagonally.
Like the problem might come into is. Is you not react, if you need to, like, maneuver your wheel abruptly, you might not react as well because you're, like, you have this other concern.
No, I have a case on it, so.
Oh, so you're not worried about, like, the phone at all, right?
No, man.
The case that, like, makes you grip it a little bit better?
No, it's just a case.
Do you want to do a plug for that case?
Yeah, shout out to.
Is that an OtterBox?
No, it's not. It's one I bought at Walmart.
Yeah. Let's plug Walmart real quick. Sponsors of this episode.
Sponsored by Walmart. You know what? I'm sorry. I didn't say anything about the episode.
About what?
About the.
Oh, that's cool. We can get to that. We're focused on the case then.
This case is brought to you by Walmart.
Yeah.
And.
Brian's getting up to check his phone because he's got that date tonight.
Make sure the racist is still lined up.
Yeah, make sure she's still being super racist before they meet up.
She's probably steam ironing her fucking sheets. Huh?
Shane got up to get his phone to show us the case.
And I wanted to see what case I had on my phone.
No,
you don't have a case on your phone, you lying sack of shit.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Did you guys see the new controversy of that one Mary Patelli chick that suckered that kid into doing the...
Who is that kid?
Here's the thing. That guy was on that long thread where everybody was tearing her apart in the comedians page. And I remember reading his shit and he was just like, hey guys, you gotta give her a chance. This is an opportunity for young unknown comics like myself to show that they can do something, blah, blah, blah. And then she just jerked off all over his face.
I like how we're just talking shit about everyone.
Yeah.
Like Richie Estrada.
That's the guy, right?
Just the way you say his name.
What did he do to you?
Nothing.
It's just being bugs you, doesn't it?
Yep. Excuse me.
And he's giving you a cold.
Yeah,
clearly.
He's like, oh, really bothering my throat.
Richie. he's good for giving me a little dap, a little fist bump every time I see him.
Yeah, and you see that tattoo that he has on his hand? Ugh.
Well,
that dude's corny as fuck. Alright, let's just fucking keep it there, alright? That dude is fucking corny.
I don't know if this is real or not, man.
It is real.
I want to chime in, but I don't know what angle you're going for.
I swear to God, this is real.
This is
why, though?
As far as recording, I've never said it before, but I probably...
Did I bring something out of you?
Yeah, you did.
You're like, there's a black guy here. I can get a little bit more real. Are you trying to keep it real right now?
I'm trying to keep it real. I think I like looked at all of those Instagram pages with hashtag joke for food last night, and so now I'm just really amped up about it. Like that video where they slap Richie a bunch of times. You guys see that one?
Yeah.
They just slap Richie.
This is not even on my radar right now.
Dude, it's so funny. It's right up there with like looking at Bublitz's poems. That dude right his phones. That's real. That dude has phones.
Yeah, and he posts.
It's fucking
gold. He, like,
gold.
Just takes a picture of the handwritten poem.
Yeah, it's, like, in, like, some shitty yellow notebook from, like, 1998.
Oh, no.
Yeah. With coffee stains on it.
Oh, no.
And they're all about his lost love.
Is this all on the comedian's page?
No, this is just, like, my own personal research. Well,
that's on Instagram.
Yeah, he posted on. If you just go on his Instagram feed, it'll be like, check, I found this old poem from when I first started writing. Or he writes new ones, and it's always, yeah, just a photo of a piece of paper. He doesn't even fucking type it up and put it on a website or some shit. Upload it to Dropbox, you asshole.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well,
this is cool.
I don't.
Blitz and Richie Estrada.
Who else? Well, you got anyone? Come on.
Yeah, come on. You got someone?
No, I'm staying in San Diego for the time being.
I mean, I'm probably going to move in a year, but that's a long time.
Is that why you're just emptying out the clip right now?
I just don't care, you know? Why should I care about these guys?
You shouldn't.
Like, Boobus is going to fucking book me at Legends or some shit. The fuck?
Oh,
I would
love
to be booked at Legends.
Oh, no. Oh, this is the greatest.
I
thought we were just going to come over and talk about this show, but, like, I like what's happening now.
Oh,
this is good. This is good.
This is good.
Oh, come on. Give me something.
You
love everyone in this scene. You support everyone. You have nothing
ill
to say.
You can be edgy and say that all the sets at Madhouse Open Mic should be 3 minutes instead of five. Be edgy and say that.
I feel like you just said it, but I agree.
I'll edit that out and say it.
I think all the sets at the Madhouse Open Mic...
Yeah.
They're giving everybody 5 minutes?
Yeah, yeah.
They should only give 5 minutes to good people and 3 minutes to bad people.
Maybe like 5 minutes to like the first five people?
Yeah.
Because you can't distinguish between every person and give Richie Estrada 3 minutes every time.
Well, you can certainly give Richie Estrada 3 minutes every time. I don't even see him there often, though.
No.
Yeah. He's busy touring.
Oh, fuck. All right. God damn it. You guys.
Who do you want to talk about?
I can talk about everyone, but I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that fucking guy. I already got...
Oh, am I that guy?
You're that guy.
You're that guy right now. I don't want to take your shine.
I don't know if it's shine or if I should be ashamed.
Don't be ashamed. You're saying everything that I feel right now.
I think it's important to be honest.
Yeah, but shouldn't we pick and choose where we're honest? Because this shit lasts forever.
Yeah.
We can press pause and just get real honest.
Oh, you want to do that?
If we can smoke a cigarette.
Of course, let's do that. All right. This has been fun. We're going to talk shit about even more of you off the mic. Thanks for coming, Jake.
Thanks
for having me, guys. This is fun.